Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Does his choice of a first date location or idea say something about his character? Abby sure thinks so.
Yeah, the first date where somebody takes you, I feel like it says a lot about them as a person. It's going to tell you what they like to do. It's going to tell you, I think, a lot about their dating experience, because I think like the less first dates that you've been on, specifically from dating apps, like a lot of guys feel like they need to bring out all the stops. Like, oh, I want to take this girl out to dinner and then we'll do a movie after. And like, no. Like when you've done this 15, 20 times, like we need to see each other, lock eyes, exchange two sentences, and we're both going to know whether or not this is going somewhere.
Stick and move, man. Stick and move.
Stick and move. I'm like, I call them vibe checks. Like, I wish I could just put in my profile, yes, like, let's just have a vibe check. And so many guys push back on that where they're like, no. I'm like, no.
That's fire.
I am so on board. I suggested this a decade ago.
You did.
That if we were mature enough, which we certainly are not, that every half an hour we would say, like, okay, how is this going? Do we want to do another half an hour? And then you'd have to be honest with each other, and if someone says, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, you go your separate ways. No offense, no harm, no foul, but come on, human nature would be too hurt.
No, you actually came up with an app for that. You said you wanted like there to be an app where both the people on the date signed up for it, and then without even, if you didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation, even though it would still be uncomfortable because you're sitting at the table across from each other, the app would check in with you guys, do check-ins, and be like, do you still want to continue this date, yes or no? And then you could like click yes or no, and then the other person would get the notification, and then boom, done.
It could be organized ghosting. You both go outside, you check the app, one goes away, man.
What happened to the classic, oh, my roommate needs help? So, you know what I mean? Like that, as somebody who's in the field right now, I don't want to look at an app and both of us like look at each other and go, so.
But it really becomes about time, like you're saying, right? I don't want to invest all that much time in a first date, and generally, you know, in the first 15 minutes, and I think I'm being kind there, in the first 15 minutes, if this is going to work or not. So having a half an hour vibe check, as you call it, I would love it.
I would love it too.
Honestly, 10 minutes. Just run by my work. Let's just have a little chat and we'll decide if we're going somewhere or not.
I think you should have to at least tell the person that it's not working for you though. If they just look at their phone, get up and walk away, I'd feel away.
I couldn't do it.
A little different.
But you would get a notification would
wild.
Pop up on your phone and be like, sorry.
She's not coming.
I'm just not that into you.
She's calling her friends in the bathroom right now. Her Uber's on the way. So that's why I'm kind of really getting sick of dating apps, because you're putting in all this effort and money for makeup and doing your hair for a guy that within 5 minutes, you're probably going to be like, meh. So when you suggest a date that I think already kind of shows me some red flags, it's going to make me want to cancel. Like I'm so burnt out. Like I'm ready to cancel at any inconvenience. So last week I was blowing up the dating apps because despite the fact that I hate the apps, I'm so sick of the single thing. Like I'm done. Like let's wrap this up. Like let's bring him in. I don't know where he at. I'm ready for this to be done.
Next chapter, please.
Next chapter, please. I feel like single people go through this all the time where it's just kind of like, I love being single. I'm going to die alone. This is great. I love going on trips by myself. Where is he? And right now I'm in this valley of like, I just am ready for this to be over. It's cuffing season. I'm done. So I'm on the apps. I'm just trying to find some loser to take me out. And I match with this guy. I'm like, he looks cool. And, you know, like maybe if I saw him in the wild, I'd be interested. Maybe. But, you know, he's nice. And yeah, I really liked his opening line. online. He asked me what his what my Uber rating was. It's kind of funny. So now we're talking about that. And I informed him that I'm actually a Lyft user because of the Sky Miles.
Boom.
And he was like, wow, that's such a great tip. I'm like, I know. You're already getting more out of this relationship than I am. So he then says, I had to like push him to ask me out because I was, I'm done. Like, I'm sick of the pen pal situation. I was like, do you just want to go out? And he goes, well, like, you might be a serial killer. I'm like, no, buddy, that's the question I'm supposed to ask you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a cute 5'3", mm-hmm. like, woman who fights like a hamster. You're 6'3". You played soccer in college. Like, I'm the one who should be afraid.
I'm loving this banter already,
though.
Yeah,
it's very cutesy mm-hmm. little banter going.
It actually was going really well. So I was like, okay, I'm ready for this date to happen. So he finally asked me out. And then he presents the date idea. And I immediately go, I don't want to do that. So this was last week and he said, are you free on Monday? And typically Mondays are what I consider my busy day. That's the day that I have to edit my podcast and do voiceover stuff. And we have a meeting on Monday. So it's just kind of the day that I know, like, don't bother me. Like, Mondays mm-hmm. are going to be a lot. But I'm like, you know what? This whole conversation was pretty good. I'm kind of interested. So I'll go out. And then he goes, so what part of town do you live in? And I tell him the neighborhood I live in. And he goes, okay, perfect. So... I can't even say it with a straight face. Okay. So.
What is this?
So it's so absurd now that I say it out loud. Because before this break started, I was like, man, I'm such an a-hole for wanting to cancel on this guy. So he asked me what part of town I live in. And then he goes, perfect. Let's meet around 8 p.m. Monday night football's on. And we can go to this sports bar and watch Monday night football.
Does he know what you do for a living?
I don't hate it.
I mean, it's not shut up.
And the Chiefs were playing.
Yes.
So you should have been invested. Travis yes. Kelce, Mr. Taylor Swift.
That is the only reason I said yes, because the Bucks were playing. And my brother's a big Bucks mm-hmm. fan and the Chiefs are playing. But here's the thing. I also, again, I'm a very easy Google search, and an 8 p.m. date, like, I'm in bed by then. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm knocked out.
Yeah. Right.
So it wasn't the date. It was the lack of, like, knowing what you do and putting together that. That's not going to work for
no,
you.
It was a date for me, honestly. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be up late all this week anyway.
Okay. Did you ever express at any point in time that you like football?
No.
Okay, so that's a date for him. That's not a date for her.
That's right. How I feel. And okay. so
that's I'm going to watch the game. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah,
that's different.
And that's literally what he said. He's like, at the very least, if we hate each other, we at least get to watch some football. I'm like, who's we? We?
Yeah.
Who is we?
Right.
So I say yes, because that's like the woman thing to do, is to just placate other people's feelings and intentions. And I'm just kind of like, yeah, that sounds great. I love football. Go sports. And I'm kind of sitting on it for a couple of days, and I'm thinking about how busy my Monday's getting, and I'm thinking about everything else I have to do this week. And I'm like, I don't like this guy that much. I mean, like, he's cute, but, like, you know, I could probably do a little better. Mm. And then also on top of that, he asked me to go do what he wants to do on Monday, which is go watch football. And I don't really want to do that on my busy day. Maybe on like a Thursday. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm going to cancel on this dude. So Monday comes around. I get a little ping from Hinge. He canceled on me first.
Oh!
And I said, wait, no! You can't. I was going to cancel.
You can't quit me.
What was his excuse?
He said, oh, so I have to work late tonight. And I'm like, what are you, Sabrina Carpenter? You a singer? And I'm sitting there like, honestly, I'm relieved. Because then I was like, oh, perfect. I don't have to look like an a-hole now.
Yeah.
So he's like, let's get a rain check. Which I know what that means is we ain't ever going
not
out.
Gonna happen.
We ain't going out.
This goes back to the old cliche, like, if it's not an F yes, it's a no. And if you didn't initially... weren't really excited about the date, you should have said no right off the bat, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I should have, but, you know, I'm weak.
At least you know it.
Yeah.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.